Happy Mother's Day to all the moms, all the women here, even if you aren't a physical mom today. God has made us to nurture and to love, whether that's an animal, whether it's plants, love somebody that is sitting next to you. You don't have to be a physical mom to be a mom. It is in our very being this morning. And I know that today can be a hard day for so many reasons. And I pray that the comfort and strength of the Holy Ghost will be with you today. Allow him to minister today throughout this service. You're in a safe place. You're with family this morning. You're sitting beside your family. You're in a safe place this morning. I want to give some facts about motherhood, kids, that I've discovered. You're probably not going to be blown away by this. You can have multiple children and wonder how they can all be so different. You think you know it all from your first one, and then the second one comes, the third one comes, and the manuals are all different. They are not the same. You just have to figure it out as you go. If you have more than two kids, the third one breaks the mold. Ask me how I know. If you have met my third, you know that she's broken the mold. I'm not sure what happens after the third child, but I'm not going to find out. Done and done. If you have more than three, kudos to you. Praise the Lord. If anyone is going to fight or vomit, it is going to be Sunday morning on the way to church or as you walk out the door. Can I get an amen about that? With every child you have, the more brain cells you lose. It is a good thing that I stopped at three because mine are getting low. Your house only stays clean for about 1.25 seconds. After that, it is like a bomb went off, multiple bombs in multiple areas of the house. So I honor you today if you're one of those moms that when I walk in your house and it all looks just amazing. I am not that mom. You can feel like the best mom and the worst mom all the same day, multiple times a day. You will learn new words and trends weekly, sometimes daily. I never thought in my life that I would go from being called mom, mama, to bruh. What is that? I never imagined, never saw that coming, but bruh. I learn new words daily sometimes, usually from my oldest, Caleb. He's always likes to play a trick or do a riddle. So one day he came home and said, he used the word chungus, and I was like, chungus. I just want you to know that this is in the dictionary. But his meaning, in the dictionary it says, kind of chunky, you know? But his meaning is kind of chunky, kind of cute. So if you're in that category, there's good news for you. I use it often. Oh, that chungus. You're kind of chungus. You can have this big idea in your head to make a moment so special and have it just turn into a disaster in seconds. There was one time when we were pastoring in Charlottetown and Caleb was five and Mariah was two and Donald was doing communion, and I just thought, oh, I'm going to have this special moment here with Caleb of teaching. I mean, what could go wrong at the altar with a five-year-old and a two-year-old? Just as the time he was saying, you may take this bread and eat, Mariah had a bag of those yellow puffs, I don't know what you call them. Well, the puffs, she reached into the bag and they went flying everywhere into the air. I think it was a moment for the whole church, not just for my family. So be encouraged if that's happened to you at the altar. It's okay, Mama. You'll get through it and you'll live and you'll grow and you'll still be here to tell the story. There are days you feel like you've done an amazing job raising your children, and other days, well, you know how it is. It just feels like, what did I do? Recently, Caleb was going for a sleepover, and some of you know this story. He was with Ethan, and he texted me a list of things that he needed, okay? This was his list. Phone charger, tablet charger, tablet, tripod, cheese balls, cookies, a few snacks, Switch and Switch charger, and don't forget my Switch. It's in my new case on my desk. And I was like, that's quite a list. Caleb says, yep, the cookies are a must. And I said, Caleb, what kind? IDK, I don't know. Oreo, if you have a Chips Ahoy, I will take that. There was no toothbrush, no pillow, no pajamas, Nothing that was actually essential for a sleepover. I did question my childbearing skills that day, but I'm so thankful for them. I'm thankful that God gave me the children I have. One day I didn't know if I was going to have children, and he blessed me with three, and I'm so thankful for that this morning. And I want to speak to you today, and as Kathy said, I do feel like the Lord gave me a word. And just where you're at, can we just pray together this morning? Thank you, Jesus, oh God, for your goodness today. I thank you, Jesus, for your presence, oh God. Your anointing, oh God, that's in this place so strong, Jesus. I speak over this congregation, God. I speak, oh God, a fresh word, Lord. I pray that you would open our hearts, Jesus. Open our ears, oh God. Anoint my lips today, Jesus. I don't want to say my words, God, but your words, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Would you just raise your hand with me this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. If you have the Holy Ghost, would you speak in tongues today? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. His presence so sweet this morning. I've been thinking and praying about this message for a long time. I just want you to know, and I want you to hear from my heart today. I don't have it all together. I don't have all the answers. But I have been through some things, and I feel like God has given me a word for you today. A couple of months ago, first of all, when every time we would come to church, I would think about standing up here. And I was thinking about how scary that was, and I was like, God, you gotta give me something. I don't want to just stand up there and talk. But God woke me up, and he gave me scriptures and a thought for today. I feel like the Lord spoke to me today that he wants to lift the heavy burdens and give you rest. Isaiah 28:12 says, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. There is a rest here today in the Holy Ghost. If you are tired and weary, there's a rest for you today. Matthew 11:28 to 30 says, come to me all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart. Are you thankful for a gentle God this morning? And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Sometimes as moms and as women, we carry a lot of things around with us. How do I know? Because I do it. I'm guilty of it. But God created us, each one of us, designed us, our personalities, and thought about every detail of our lives. But he didn't create us to carry around a bag of baggage on our backs. That is not his intention for us this morning. He made his spirit available so we can find rest there. I also want to speak to those who may be struggling with self-worth and value. I get tired of the enemy whispering in women's ears, especially, you're not worth anything. You're not as good as the lady sitting over there. And Kathy spoke to some of it this morning, that you've been hearing some lies of the enemy, and I'm here to tell you today, you speak to the enemy in the voice of truth this morning. He will back down. When you bring the voice of truth to him, he will back away. He can't stand truth. So I hope today through this message that God will speak to you from whatever you need today. I do want to talk about a couple of stories in the Bible, and they're going to be very familiar to all of you. I want to take us to the story in the Bible of Esther that we're probably all familiar with. Esther 5:1-3. Some of us can probably quote it today. Now it happened on the third day that Esther put on her royal robes and stood in the inner courts of the king's palace across from the king's house while the king sat on his royal throne in the royal house facing the entrance of the house. So it was when the king saw Queen Esther standing in the court that she found favor in his sight, and the king held out to Esther the golden scepter that was in his hand. Then Esther went near and touched the top of the scepter. And the king said to her, "What do you wish, Queen Esther? What is your request? It shall be given to you up to half the kingdom." I have a question for you this morning. What do you wish this morning? What is your request from Jesus this morning? I want you to think about that for a minute. Jesus is here and his spirit is here, but if he was to come sit beside you and say, "Kathy, what is your request this morning?" What would you say to him? Do you have something that you need from him this morning? I want to challenge you today in the presence of God, and we've done it already so beautifully. As we're praising and worshiping him, I want you to prepare your mind to ask the Lord what your request is. Psalm 37:4 says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." When we come into the presence of the King and align ourselves with him, he will listen to our requests and give us the desires of our heart. This verse was written by King David when he faced the prosperity of evildoers and his own difficulties. It encourages us to maintain the right attitude in life. Sometimes it's hard in the face of adversity to keep the right attitude. It's the truth. I've been there. It encourages us to rely on God in all things. Seek closeness to God, obey God's will, and believe that God will respond to the desires of our heart. Do you believe that he'll respond to the desire of your heart today? I believe that. When we delight ourselves in the Lord, it helps us find inner peace and joy. Sometimes we can't have that peace outside of him. God is faithful, all-knowing, and he loves you this morning. He knows our needs, he knows our desires, and his vision is greater and better than what we can imagine. You know, sometimes we think our life's going to go a certain way, and it doesn't, and we need to trust God in those times. If anyone knows this lesson, it's me. There have been times in life where it has been hard for me to even say the words, "I trust you, Jesus." I'm being completely honest with you. But when I get in the presence of God, and I can remember two or three times, especially in life, where I was struggling to trust God, and I got down on my knees and I said, "I trust you, Jesus." And something changes. The situation changes because he's waiting on me to trust completely in him. He's waiting on somebody this morning to say, "I trust you, Jesus." Maybe you're having adversities, you're having struggles, but I promise you today, if you will completely put your trust in him, something will change in your situation. Sometimes it's all about his timing, and he waits to grant those desires. And sometimes we're pursuing what we want instead of what he wants for our lives. It's not in us all the time, but it's him. We need to trust completely in him. We need to believe that God will surely fulfill the desires of our hearts according to his will. Not my will, Jesus, but your will, Jesus. I believe that when we completely trust him, it opens the door for a breakthrough. And are you ready this morning for a breakthrough? Because I'm ready. I'm ready for a breakthrough this morning. CCC, we're ready for a breakthrough. And we've been experiencing it, but it's coming greater. It's coming greater in the name of Jesus. I feel that there's someone here that's been longing for a specific request. And I'm telling you again to get in his presence and make your request known. If he hasn't fulfilled your request, maybe you need to evaluate his desires according to your desires. I know this is hard, and I've been there, but I challenge you to do it today. Trust the process. Trust the process this morning. Because Esther had made her request known, a great deliverance came to the Jews. Your family may be counting on you to make your request known unto Jesus so that they can be delivered. Let's change that. Your family is counting on you this morning to make your requests known unto Jesus so that they can be delivered. Maybe your own deliverance is waiting on your complete trust in him. Philippians 4, 6 to 7 says, and this is in the NIV, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God. Can you say peace of God with me this morning? Which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Transcend is to rise above or go beyond, overpass, exceed. The peace of God will go beyond our ability to understand at times. We were walking through a difficult situation and we had a man of God come through and he said to us, there was a few things he said and all the things that he said came true. Aren't you thankful for men of God in your life that speak and women of God that speak in your life? He told us that we would have unexplainable peace, and we did. There was no way in the storm that we were walking through that we could have peace on our own. And I'll always remember that when we were walking through that storm that I had a peace. I couldn't understand it in my own mind, but God gave me a peace in my spirit. It didn't make sense to me. But God didn't say that life would make sense. He didn't say that. But he did say that he would always be with us. He said that. Deuteronomy 31 and 6, and I'm going to read it from the Message version this morning. Be strong. Take courage. Don't be intimidated. Don't give them a second thought because God, your God, is striding ahead of you. He's right there with you. He won't let you down. He won't leave you. He is with you this morning. He's been with me. He went before me. He's with me now. And it's the same for you. He's with you today. He's gone before you, and he sees what's ahead. Aren't you thankful that God sees what's ahead? I'm so thankful this morning that he's never left my side. Thank you, Jesus. I stand here today as a testimony of a life that has not gone the way that I thought it ever would. I've said that. This is not the way that I thought my life would go. But I also stand here today as a testimony of God's faithfulness, of his healing, and of his love. And he has never left me, not one minute. God cares about you, and he cares about me. And if you're needing a personal word from God today, he'll give it to you. And he's given you a word right now. And I want to tell you another story. We were going through a situation, and we were at General Conference, and there were 17,000 people there that year. Okay, I'm one person out of 17,000 people. But God saw me. We were talking to, actually it was strangers. We had just met them that day. And God used them, and we were just talking, and, you know, I'm a mess, crying. And I was just saying, I just want my kids to be okay. And I'm ugly crying, okay? There's nothing pretty about me when I cry. It's ugly. And so I had said to them, I just want my kids to be okay. And we walked away from that conversation. I kid you not. We went to church that night, and the altar call was given. And we went to the altar, and I felt somebody praying for me. And it was a pastor's wife that I know somewhere in the States. She does not know who I am. She has no clue. She does now, but she didn't then. And she said, are you a pastor's wife? And I said, yes. And she said, how old are your children? And I told her, and she said, I was hesitant to say this to you because I knew your children weren't backslidden, but I want to tell you that your kids are going to be okay. Was that not the last words that I had said that day? And God found me in that crowd, led that lady to me to tell me those words. So I'm telling you, if you're at a point, you can be walking through the grocery store and God can send somebody to you. Actually, that happened to me this week. And she said, I prayed today that God would send me to somebody, and it's you. God sees you. He sees where you're at this morning. Don't you think for one second that God doesn't see you. He sees you. And my story isn't over. Your story isn't over. Just be patient with the process. He sees exactly where you're at today. I want to go into the story of Esther again and talk about the golden scepter for a minute, and we have a picture of it here. The golden scepter is the power of divine. Favor also relates to the miraculous deliverance of the children of Israel in the Persian Empire by the hand of Queen Esther. When Esther touched the golden scepter, she tapped into the power of the divine favor. I want to read that again. When Esther touched the golden scepter, she tapped into the power of the divine favor. The Hebrew word for scepter is shebet, means a staff or a rod. It's a symbol of authority. The use of the scepter originated in the idea that the ruler was a shepherd of his people. That can be found in Genesis 49:10. I'm not going to read that today. It may refer to a shepherd's staff as in Psalms 23. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your shebet, and your staff comfort me. So if you're walking in that valley of death, you're not alone. The Comforter is with you this morning. When you have the authority and favor of the Lord, he can change your situation. I want to take us to one more portion of scripture in Mark 5, 25 to 34, in the New International Version. And it's the story of the woman with the issue of blood. We all know it. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet, instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak because she thought, if I can just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized the power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my clothes? You see the people crowding against you, his disciples answered, and yet you can ask, who touched me? But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go and be freed from your suffering. When the woman touched Jesus, power or divine favor went from him and she was made whole. I'm telling you today, if you will come into his presence, and we are in his presence, and if you will touch him today, power or divine favor will touch your life this morning and you will be made whole. You will be made whole in Jesus' name. The Bible tells us that Jesus is touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Hebrews 4, 15 to 16 says, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. It doesn't say to come quietly. It says to come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. What an incredible God that we serve, that he is touched with our feelings. And all the women in here, we have a lot of feelings. And no men can understand. I want you to, if you're sitting next to a man, say, you can't understand me. There is no way you can understand me. But you know who does? Jesus does. He is touched with your feelings this morning. Yes, that deserves a hand clap. He is touched by your feelings this morning. And he created us to be that way. He created us to be the feeler of our homes. There have been times I've said something just doesn't feel right. If you feel that way when you're at home or you're in the car, hit the prayer room, hit prayer, because God is trying to speak to you. He gives us these feelings for a reason. Your family needs you to be the woman of prayer this morning. They need you to get into his presence and touch his power. Get your children into the presence of Jesus. There will come a day when your children will encourage you and strengthen you because you brought them. And sometimes it doesn't make sense to, when they're little, to carry them into church. But I'm telling you, Mama, get your kids into church. That's the most important thing you can do, is get them into the presence of God. Yes, that's right. Get them into the presence of God. Sometimes I feel crazy bringing them, because they, you know, they act so crazy sometimes. But then I look down and they're worshiping, or they're praying. And during the last season, kind of we were going through. Eliana is, well, she's 4 now, but you know her. She's my crazy child. But God used her. She would look at me at times, and you know what she would say? She was too young to understand, but she would say, "Don't worry, Mama. It's going to be okay somehow." She was 3 years old. God used her several times to speak into my life. And you know why? Because I brought her into the presence of God since she was a baby. And God can use your children. So don't ever feel like that's not important. That is the most important thing you can do. I want to talk about how God designed us this morning. He designed you. He made you to be the perfect woman that you are. Psalms 139:13-14 says, "For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well." Fearfully made, you see something that is so overwhelming that you say, "Whoever made this should not be messed with. Whoever made this should be worshipped." Don't mess with the way God designed you. He designed you the way he wanted you to be. And we're all different. I'm different from you. You're different from me. But God created you. He created you to be the beautiful woman that you are today. It was so unique, his design for each and every one of us, that we should praise him. You look in the mirror and say, "I praise you for making me the way that you made me." I want to talk to us a little bit this morning and conclude my message with, we're going to talk about the rose this morning. We have a beautiful bouquet of them here. Just as God designed you, he designed every living creature and thing. Someone said it this way about the rose: there is simply the rose. It is perfect in every moment of existence. The flowers of the rose grow in many different colors, from the well-known red roses, as you see here. I have a picture of a bouquet of all different colors. They can be yellow, purple, pink. Over hundreds of years, they've been specially bred to produce a wide variety of growing habits and a broad range of colors. Many roses have prickles, incorrectly called thorns. Roses are able to tolerate a wide variety of conditions. Roses are widely used as symbols of love. Naturalists call the rose as the queen of flowers. Nothing is to be compared with the rose. Anyone can grow a rose successfully. Plant your roses in a sunny location with good drainage. Fertilize them regularly for impressive flowers. Water them evenly to keep the soil moist. Prune established roses in early spring. Watch for diseases like powdery mildew or black spots. I want to compare you today, you as the beautiful woman that you are, to the most beautiful flower, such as the rose this morning. You are a special design, one as one of the many unique roses. Different colors, different personalities. The rose is perfect in every moment of existence. You are perfectly designed the way God wants you to be. Roses have prickles or thorns. We all have things that have hurt us and have damaged us. I wish I could tell you today that hurts won't come, but they do. But God, when hurts come, but God. Can you say, "But God"? Roses are able to tolerate a wide variety of growing conditions. God made women in such a way that we are not only able to tolerate rough conditions, but we can grow and survive. You are strong, Mama. Say that. If you're sitting beside a lady, say, "You are strong, Mama." They're widely used as symbols of love. I don't think there's anything comparable to the love of a mom this morning. As mentioned earlier, roses need to be taken care of. They need to be planted in sunny locations, fertilized properly, watered and kept moist, pruned in the early spring, and watched for diseases. Just like the beautiful rose needs to be specially taken care of, so do you, in order to, for you to be the woman God designed you to be. Plant yourself in the sunshine of his presence. Soak it up daily. Allow his word to fertilize you. Allow his spirit to wash and water you. Allow him to prune out the things that are harmful to you and others. Don't compare yourself with other women. Don't do that. God created you to be who he wants you to be, the amazing design he wanted you to be. And his word says, as we already spoke about, to boldly approach the throne of grace. Get into his presence. Touch the source of power. There is new grace and mercy for each day. Aren't you thankful for that this morning? Make your requests known unto God this morning. Sister Kathy, you can come back. I want to talk a little bit this morning before I'm done about Jesus as the Rose of Sharon. Jesus is referred to as the Rose of Sharon in Song of Solomon. No one can be compared to him. Sharon was a place of pasture, a place of feeding, a place where flocks used to rest, a very fruitful valley. The roses that grew in Sharon were the best and the chiefest of roses. Roses yield a very precious oil called rose oil. Oil is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. Oil was used as a medical or a therapeutic treatment. Roses are full of virtue. Jesus, as the ultimate rose, is full of virtue. We talked about it in the story of the woman with the issue of blood. When she touched Jesus, virtue flowed and healed her. Allow the oil of the Rose of Sharon to minister to you today. Allow the oil of the Holy Ghost to flow down over you today. In Jesus, you can find the refreshing that you need this morning. If you're struggling to feel love this morning, plant yourself in the presence of the Rose of Sharon this morning. Maybe your situation is rough this morning. No one can love you like Jesus loves you. Nobody is perfect, but we're perfectly designed to be what he wanted us to be. If we come into his presence and plant ourselves there, we will bloom beautifully. Maybe right now things are chaotic in your life, or you're dealing with some hurts. I promise you, if you come into the presence of God this morning, he can heal your broken heart. God can use the broken parts of you to bring healing to someone else. He can use you for a great purpose this morning. Sometimes we have to go through things that we don't understand, questions that we don't have the answer for, and I wish I did. But allow God to give you peace and comfort this morning. There's a breakthrough coming for you today, Mama. There's a breakthrough coming for your family. There's a breakthrough coming for you, CCC. We're right on the horizon. Would you stand with me this morning? I want you to invite you today to come. Come. Come to the altar this morning. Touch the divine power this morning. Allow the oil of his anointing to pour down over you today. I'm asking him to speak into your spirit today. I speak peace. I speak joy. I speak refreshing over your life today. Would you come today? Would you come today? And make your requests known. I know it's Mother's Day and we're waiting on beautiful lunches and a beautiful outside, but would you come right now? Would you step out with your family and would you come and get what you need this morning? I speak joy this morning over your life. There's a song that says, I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail you. I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered. Seek his face today, he will answer you. Would you raise your hands this morning? Let him turn it in your favor. Watch him work it for your good. He's not done. He's not done with what he started this morning. He's not done until it's good. So hello, peace. Hello, joy. Hello, love. Hello, strength. Hello, hope. It's a new horizon. Are you ready for a breakthrough? I want to see some people ready for a breakthrough. Just open up and receive today. Because what he's pouring out is nothing like you've ever seen. Because fear is not my future. You are, Jesus. Sickness is not my story. You are, Jesus. Heartbreak's not my home. You are, Jesus. And death is not the end. Death is not the end. I just want to tell somebody that in the Holy Ghost. Death is not the end. Life. Life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. As we sing this song, would you open up to him and receive? There's a breakthrough here today. There's a breakthrough here.